When the word mindfulness, when the word sati is translated as mindfulness, it prioritizes the mind. And some people think of awareness as an aspect of the mind. I don't think anyone really knows what the mind is. But it sometimes sets up a duality between the body and the mind. It would be different if we translated sati as bodyfulness. And I said that sometimes I prefer that, because there is an awareness that arises from the body, the kind of awareness that has to do with sensing, feeling. But even when it's not even sensations, some of the other kind of forms of attention that we have involves the meeting of the mind and the body, the mind and our senses. And often the mind, in terms of the thinking mind, wanders off into the past and the future, into fantasy or commentary that's maybe even unconnected to the present. And the task is to have the mind and body working together, so the mind and body are in the same place at the same time. And for that to occur, the body is always rooted in the present. The mind can be wandering all over. And so it's the task of allowing for the connection, recognizing the connection between the mind and the body. And to feel and sense your body. We say we're feeling and sensing the body, but in fact, what we're really feeling, sensing when we feel sensations in the body, is the meeting between the mind and the body. The awareness that arises in the body is the meeting place. It's the co-arising of mind and body. When we feel or sense our body, it's always more than the corporal body. It's the body that's alive, animated. With sensations and feelings, and so to take time to feel, sense, experience the body. We're experiencing the meeting place of mind and body in the present. And to the mind and body are in the same place at the same time. So one of those places it's useful to do that is with the breathing. And as you feel or sense your body breathing right now, to take a few moments here to put aside any idea you have on what meditation is or what you're supposed to do when you meditate. And very simply familiarize yourself with the body's experience of breathing. Almost like it's you're breathing for the first time, and what's new. What is it like for your body to be breathing right now? What sensations are unique as you breathe in? What sensations are unique as you exhale? And as you exhale, allow the exhale to occur. Maybe there's a release, a letting go as part of it. At the top of the inhale, there's a letting go and a releasing. Maybe it allows the chest and the belly to fall. Maybe they initiate sensations at the nostril, the air blowing across the tip. At the end of the exhale, ever so slightly, let there be a small pause. Just a pause, maybe a half a second or something, that allows you to then receive the beginning of the inhale. So you feel that the body's desire to inhale. And you receive those sensations, you allow it to occur. As you inhale, and the sensations of your body grow and change. Maybe even a sense of those sensations are filling your awareness. Like water filling a container. And then when you come to the beginning of the exhale, allow that exhale to occur. Relax with the exhale. as you exhale. If it's helpful, relax the thinking mind, the thinking muscle. Let your thinking become quieter, calmer, so it's easier to ride the exhale to the end. And then receiving the inhale. And sometimes the sensations of breathing can be intimate, close connection, and small area of your body that we feel. Maybe a little area of your belly as it moves, or of the chest, or at the nostrils. And sometimes it's broad awareness of the body, the global feelings of the body with the breathing. Somehow throughout the torso, feeling the inhale, exhale, on the inhale, sometimes receiving the whole body sensations, global experience of body breathing. On the exhale, relaxing the whole body, allowing an awareness of the whole body exhaling. like the surface of a lake receives the concentric ripples of a pebble that falls in to the lake. Let the body receive the sensations of breathing in and allowing the sensations of breathing out. And if there are strong sensations in your body, maybe those can be included within the ripples of awareness of the feeling your body. Experimenting with how to receive and allow kindly, carefully, strong sensations of the body. And maybe the rhythm of breathing in and out can support a relaxed awareness of strong sensations without being entangled with them or reactive to them. And if you are entangled or reactive, contracted or tight around it, no problem. Just recognize that's the case. Recognize and then in the wake of the recognition, receive, allow the experience. part of the art of meditation, mindfulness meditation, is knowing what to pay attention to in their experience. Where awareness, what awareness allows for and takes in, and what an awareness we might be centered on. And often, you know, one focus is breathing. And it's common enough to give instructions that once, if something else is more compelling, then that becomes the focus of attention. Sometimes in the second day of the retreat, to keep it also simple, the idea is to stay close to your body. So if something arises that's more compelling than your breathing in your body, to somehow include that in awareness. And there's, you know, a variety of ways of doing it. And one way was the way I said in the meditation, where you let your awareness of the body be a little bit broader, so that both you're aware of the breathing and the strong sensations. You breathe with or through the strong sensations. And the advantage of that is that's a way of being attentive to strong sensations in the body, while continuing with the rhythm of breathing, that there's a little bit of a protection from getting reactive to the strong sensation. And so it's maybe sometimes easier just to stay relaxed and open, receptive to the strong sensations, not making a big deal of them or trying to fix them or do something with them. Just be present, because the breathing somehow helps with that. One of the ways also thinking about where our attention goes is that if it's hard, difficult to stay present for something, maybe it's useful to expand the awareness, make it wider, to include more in relationship to whatever is happening. So if you're with your body and something's challenging, it's hard to stay with your body or stay with your breathing, you might open up your awareness to include what's happening in the mind. And what is the reactions? What is the reactivity? What is the judgments? What, if there is, about what's happening? And then sometimes how wide or inclusive is the awareness until you find a place where you can just be with what is in a receptive way without trying to fix it or engineer it or react to it so much. So sometimes what we have to then open up to is the reactivity itself. Oh, I'm being reactive. I hate this. I'm looking, you know, I'm impatient. And then can you open up, in a sense, the awareness wide enough to just have a simple recognition, impatience, dislike. And as I said last night in the talk, you might think of that simple word of recognition as being kind of like a opens the door to, okay, what impatience, what dislike, and feel that for a little bit. And it doesn't have to be for a long time. It's just, I think of it as like this pushing a scooter with one foot. You push it and it rolls for a little while until the momentum goes out. And then you have to push again. So impatience. You feel it a little bit. And then if it's still there, impatience, and feel it again. And so how wide, how broad or something is the awareness until you can just kind of just be with what is without making a big deal of it? Even if what's happening within that wider awareness is making a big deal of it. Okay, how big do you have to open up? So sometimes if it's in the body, you open up to the mind and what's going on. Sometimes if what's happening is mostly in the mind, that's where the challenges are, then sometimes it's helpful for the attention to open up and become aware of what's happening in the body. And one interesting area is that if there's a tension or tightness in the body, that sometimes is fueling along some of the activities of the mind. I think of physical tension in the body sometimes as equivalent to squeezing a toothpaste roll when the lid is off. And as long as you keep squeezing, it just keeps coming. You can keep wiping away the toothpaste from the top, but it'll just keep coming and keep coming. And so you can let go of your thoughts forever, but if there's all this tension in the body, it'll keep kind of pouring out this paste, the thoughts. I hope that's not insulting to anyone's thinking mind to liken it to toothpaste. But the principle of tension as being somehow contributes to sometimes excessive thinking. And so if you find yourself caught up in a lot of thoughts, activities, and open the awareness wider to include the body and what's happening there. And maybe there, as you breathe, you can, when you exhale, for example, relax the body. And that might help calm the mind down or help find more balance with what's happening. And so this play between the mind and the body is something that was part of the art of mindfulness, and sometimes more aware of the body, sometimes more aware of the mind, and which awareness helps you to be present for the experience in a useful way. Present, you know, in a very simple way. Present for what's happening without making anything a problem or seeing anything as a mistake. Just something else to be aware of. Something else to find a way to hold in this open awareness or relaxed awareness, receptive awareness, allowing awareness. Something else to recognize, something else to experience physically. And I find it on retreat very useful to stay really close to my body. And the body is not a part different from the mind. The body is kind of this, the body that we experience is the meeting place of body and mind, in a sense. So technically, it's staying close to the experience we have of the body. Not exactly the same thing as the body. And it's fascinating, this experience of the body is this meeting of the mind and body, or this co-creation of mind and body together that makes the experience. And sometimes it's difficult experience, sometimes it's nice experience. But to make room for it in your awareness and kind of trust the body. Because the body is not, body knows, the body has a way of supporting the experience of the body, the experienced body has a way of helping us make space for our emotions and our feelings, heal them, settle them. Helps us to find a kind of supportive, relaxed, receptive awareness. As you go about the day today, you might stay close to your body. Keep your awareness close. And one way of doing this, or doing the practice, supporting the practice, is as you go about the retreat center, whatever you're doing, travel around, do things at the speed of mindfulness. And that's not a particular speed, but it's a speed where you stay close to being mindful of what you're doing, or close to feeling connected to your body as you do things. It's so easy to kind of get up from here and walk down the steps. And by the time you've walked down the steps, you're now thinking about something in other places, other times, and your mind is kind of, or you're in a hurry to get to your next thing. And in that hurry, the mind leaves its mindfulness and is involved in leaning forward into the future, into the activity, or thinking about something. You can kind of see that in people sometimes when they, you know, get up and do that. And they're like, because it's the way they're looking around while they walk, or, you know, just kind of like it's clear that they're not really here, or they're kind of like engaged in some other way. And so staying, traveling at the speed of mindfulness is whatever speed that keeps you connected, keeps you close. So you recognize that your mind is beginning to wander off. And don't come back. Be in the body. Be here with the experience. Be here with the senses, seeing, hearing, touching. And that might, sometimes that might be doing things slowly. Sometimes it might be, like, especially if you're outside, it might be nice and appropriate to do it, to walk fast, for example. Whatever keeps you close and connected. But to be here at the speed of mindfulness. And you might also play with that, that when you do a walking meditation. What's the speed that allows you the greatest mindfulness connectivity, presence of awareness, embodied awareness? So today, those of us here at IRC, we start the practice discussion, and Andre and I will see half of you today and half of you tomorrow as you signed up. And I think one person, Joyce, yeah, so I put you down for, I think, 10:30. There's a note for you downstairs. And Kirsten and Jonathan will be sitting in. Each of them will sit in with each one of us, Andre and I, today. And you're welcome, as I said before. If you'd rather do it alone without them there, just let us know. And I'm meeting on what's called the Bodhi deck, which is, both of us, you get to it by going out the dining room door, the back door of the dining room, and there's a path that goes to the house you see there, up the hill, the teeny hill there. And for me, there's a, comes to a junction, and it's just to the side there, a deck in the bushes there. And Andrea is in the back of the, that house called the tree house, and you walk along the side of the house. There's a wooden walkway. There's signs for this, and up little steps in the back of the back deck. And then the affinity groups are today at 1:45 for the POC group and 3:15 for the LGBTQIA plus group. And yes.
The practice discussion is with the ring.
I can't hear you.
The practice discussion is with the ring.
I still can't hear. And my hearing's really bad, so
it's Ren that needs to come to the 10:30 practice discussion, not Joyce.
We're taking care of. Okay. It just take, I should take care of it. Thank you.
Okay. Same person?
Yeah.
Sorry.
And let's see. And for the affinity groups, there'll be chairs down there to sit on. If you want to sit on a mat, you can go for the yogi need closet. There's the mats are there, and bring it out if you want yourself and the sitting gear. And there's a little altar, there'll be a bell there, and I'll be there for the beginning of the POC one, and Kirsten will be there for the beginning of this, of the LGBTQ group. Anything else?
Maybe just to be cognizant of the time of the meetings.
Yes, it's always good to be sure you know the time of your meeting. And it's kind of nice to be there, you know, be in the vicinity, but not too close to the place where you meet, but be in the vicinity a few minutes before, just so that sometimes we can start slightly earlier, start on time. So we're looking forward to our meetings with you. It's a wonderful change in the retreat, and so thank you for the opportunity for those meetings. And if you don't know what a practice discussion meeting is like, we'll tell you when you come. It's pretty relaxed. It's kind of like your time to talk about the practice or questions or reports how it is or anything that you think is relevant for this process we're doing here. And if you're new to all this and need help, we'll support you in how that discussion goes. So thank you very much.